from KQED.
65 years ago, a plane full of Mexican laborers crashed in the hills near Coalinga. At the time, the disaster grabbed national headlines and even inspired a song by Woody Guthrie. That song has since been covered by many artists, but the event itself has faded into the mists of Central Valley history. What would it take to turn that around? Valley Public Radio's Rebecca Plevin brings us this report.
Author Tim Z. Hernandez was digging through old newspapers at the Fresno County Library when a dramatic headline from the late 1940s captured his attention.
100 people see a ship plunge to the earth or something like that. It was just really a, you know, captivating headline. And I instantly realized after reading that that it had to be tied into Woody Guthrie's song.
The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. And who are these friends, oh, scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees.
That song, Deportee, is performed here by Arlo Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's son. The folk musician wrote the lyrics after hearing of a harrowing plane crash in Los Gatos Canyon, near the small town of Coalinga in Central California. The plane was transporting 28 Mexican nationals who were being deported. None survived the crash, and their names were not published in initial news accounts. In his song, Guthrie assigned symbolic names to the victims.
Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. And all they will call you will be deportees.
Author Tim Hernandez instantly knew he had another book idea. He says he wanted to give those who died some measure of dignity by learning more about them, including their real names.
I think I just felt compelled to want to find their story or put their story back.
Hernandez's goal is to reconstruct the accident and the lives of the people affected by it.
It's nice here. It's like someone's backyard. You know, it's very pretty. It's a cow field right now.
That's Coalinga resident Larry Hawes at the site of the crash. His mother was just a child when she saw the wing of the plane fall off and land steps from her grandmother's home.
The plane came in and barely made it over this little ridge here we see to our right. And it was spiraling, and it barely made it over that, and it crashed head-on into this creek bank right here, and it caught these three trees on fire.
Hernandez also connected with Hawes's aunt, June Lee Austin, who was almost 10 years old when the plane crashed near her home in the canyon. The 74-year-old still recalls the gruesome details of the crash.
There were bodies scattered all over. So it took a lot to even find everybody and, or all the pieces, I should say. I don't know that there were any bodies totally intact, and none were identified.
But Hernandez combed through records to properly identify all 28 of them. His search also took him to Fresno's Holy Cross Cemetery. It's there that the Mexican nationals are buried. Their graves are marked with one headstone, again, without any names.
It's a 12 by 24 bronze memorial. As you can see, it's weathered, it's patinaed. It says 28 Mexican citizens who died in an airplane accident near Coalinga, California on January 28, 1948. Rest in peace.
That's Carlos Rascon. He is the director of cemeteries for the Roman Catholic Diocese of Fresno. He and Hernandez came up with a plan. They are raising $10,000 to establish a memorial to the victims of the plane crash. It will include the names of each of the 28 Mexican citizens.
My idea as far as the inscription is to have one leaf represent each of the 32 people. 28 of them are here, but the other four were buried elsewhere. And if you hear Woody Guthrie's poem, it says that they were scattered like dry leaves on our topsoil.
Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fold like dry leaves and rot on your topsoil.
Author Tim Hernandez.
We want the community to feel that this is part of their history as well. Not just California history, but, you know, American history, as Woody Guthrie sort of told us. And at the end of the day, I mean, our names are really what we have.
amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee.
The crash victims will be honored on Labor Day when the new headstone is erected. Hernandez's book should be released next summer. For the California Report, I'm Rebecca Plevin in Coalinga.
Rebecca Plevin brought a camera with her to Coalinga. You can see her photos at californiareport.org.